Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're going to continue to make our way through John's Gospel, Chapter 8. Church gives us these key readings, the great drama of the battle, climactic battle between Jesus and the religious leaders. He's really gotten under their skin. He's exposing the reality of what's in their hearts. And today, it takes another step deeper as Jesus reveals who he is. He speaks plainly about who he is. And each step of the way, they resist him more and more. And each step of the way, he exposes the true condition, as I said, of their hearts. And the very thing they accuse him of is who they are. So here's the reading in verse 51 and following. So Jesus said to the Jews, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever keeps my word will never see death." Just stop there for a minute. Whoever keeps my word will never see death. Think of, you know, John chapter 3. We're in John 8 here, earlier in the gospel, the very famous passage, right? For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believed in him would not die, but would have everlasting life. It's a constant theme throughout John's gospel, right? So Jesus is saying, right to these religious leaders, he's saying, first of all, he's implying, you need to follow my word in order to have eternal life. He'll say in another place, if you don't, you're going to die in your sins. Here's the real condition, the human condition. And Jesus is dialed into what's of most importance. Friends, we're creatures made by God. We're amazing beings, human beings. We're made in the image and likeness of God. We're embodied spirits. And God became one of us in Jesus. We're made to be the crown of all of God's creation, this massive cosmos that we have, the beauty and the power and the magnitude of it all. The crown of creation is the human person because we bear the image and likeness of God. We have a mind, we have an imagination, we have a soul, we have a spirit, we have a capacity to live in deep relational union, as John would say, in fellowship with God as God's children. We're amazing beings. But we've fallen. The whole race has fallen. And we're blinded. We can't see our own dignity and what we were made for and what we're called to. We don't see how sin is destroying us and has marred us so deeply. We have way too much self-reliance and confidence in ourselves, and we're running around and creating our own kingdom, a kingdom apart from God. And we don't realize how offensive it is to God, how wrong it is. And we're pleased with ourselves and what we create and what we're doing and the governments we build, no matter how secular they get, or the more we kind of find our feet and the more we prosper, it seems like the more we turn our back on God because of the condition of the human heart. We'd actually rather not have to deal with God, so to speak. We want to have life on our own terms. We want to be the center of our own concern. We don't want to be who Jesus wants us to be. And it's being exposed right here in the religious leaders. So Jesus is saying, whoever keeps my word will never see death. Jesus has come to offer a way out of what we're destined for, and that is death apart from God's grace. So the Jews said to him, "Now we are sure that you are possessed. Abraham died, as did the prophets, yet you say, whoever keeps my word will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham who died, or the prophets who died? Who do you make yourself out to be?" They were saying, you know, that they were sons of Abraham. And Abraham lived hundreds and hundreds of years before them. And he died, this great father of their faith. And they're saying, who are you making yourself out to be? Greater than Abraham? Imagine this moment. The religious leaders who are meant to be particularly postured and positioned to discern God's will, they're looking into the face of the eternal Son of God, and they're telling him that he's possessed by a demon, by Satan. I mean, how far off could they possibly get than to diagnose and to discern that the Son of God had a demon? The only one who didn't have in some way, or wasn't in some way in bondage to the devil. Jesus said, the devil has no hold on me. So how does Jesus answer their questions? He says, Jesus answered, if I glorify myself, my glory is worth nothing. But it is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say he is our God. The very one, he's saying, you stand in the temple and you say, he's our God. Yet he's the one who's glorifying me, and you tell me that I have a demon, and that I'm possessed by the devil. You see what Jesus has done? The real condition of their heart, their rage against God, their hypocrisy is being exposed. They're not truly ready. They don't really want to receive all that God wants to give. They just pretend that they do. They don't even recognize their own blindness. And Jesus will say on the cross, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. We're blinded. We're fallen. We're under the domination of the world, the flesh, and the devil. This is real. You do not know him, Jesus goes on to say, but I know him. The very one you say you know, I'm telling you, you don't know him. But I know him. Can you see how provocative Jesus is? Their rage is just building. Who does this guy think he is? Jesus goes on, and if I should say that I do not know him, I would be just like you, a liar. So Jesus is calling them liars right to their face. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Jesus is standing against all the powers of the world. In this moment, just picture him. We're supposed to see in Jesus, as his disciples, how we're meant to live. In this moment, Jesus is standing up against all the satanic forces that exist, really. He's standing against a fallen world, against the Roman Empire and the wielding of its power. And he's standing against the religious leaders whose hearts are hardened, whose necks are stiff, who are dominated by sin and can't even see it. And he stands up against all of them and bears witness to the truth. Friends, this is a disciple. This is what a disciple's meant to be, right? Imitators of Jesus, followers of Jesus. And let's right now think about our own lives. Are we standing up for Jesus? Are we bearing witness to the truth? Are we in love, declaring, you know, our own need for God and being honest about the sin-sick condition of our own lives? And are we willing to call people to that same awareness? Are we willing to stand up in a culture right now that's losing its mind and it's rejecting God's design, God's purpose, God's claim, God's rule? It's happening right now in our culture. And the church at this moment, when her own sin and weakness is being exposed, let's all get in line and say, yes, we are sinners fallen and forgiven by God. Let's not hide our sin. Let's not pretend it's not present in our lives. But let's not let it hold us back from standing up now and bearing witness to the truth of God's reality, to be faithful to Jesus. People are lying. People that they may not know it, some do know it, about what it means to be human, what it means to be a man, what it means to be a woman, what is it? What is marriage? Who has claim over life and death, and who can declare when life begins? And people are lying through their teeth. because they're filled with fear or anger or confusion or rage or lust, whatever it is, desire for power. I will determine when life begins. I have the power to take life. It's my body. No, you don't. And no, it's not your body. You belong to God. Friends, the world needs witnesses that is forgiven sinners who are seeking to love God, to love neighbor, and are willing to stand up and bear witness to the truth. It's got to begin in the household of God. It's got to begin even in our own house where big divisions exist. Jesus goes on. He said, and if I should say that I don't know him, I would be like you, a liar. But he goes on to say, but I do know him and I keep his word. Do you know him? And are you keeping his word? That's a great reflection for us as we approach Holy Week. In what way, and this is what Lent's about, in what way am I not keeping his word in my life? Jesus is not here to condemn us. He's here to take us deeper into his life. He goes on, Abraham, your father, rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and was glad. So the Jews said to him, you're not yet 50 years old and you have seen Abraham? Jesus said to them, amen, amen, I say to you, before Abraham came to be, I am. This is the great I am. This is Jesus declaring who he is. He's not just another prophet. He's the God-man. He's God's son. He existed from all time. So how do they respond to Jesus' declaration that I am the Messiah, I am God's son? They picked up stones to throw at him. They picked up stones to throw at him. Now, if that's not a revelation, a picture of the human condition, I don't know what is. God stands up in our midst to declare what belongs to him, his identity, his authority over us, and all that belongs to him. And what does the human heart want to do? Take up stones and stone him, shut him up. This is the slavery of the human heart. And friends, the ministry of the church is a ministry of mercy. To go to a sick world and say, this is who you are. This is who I am. And there's a way out of this, to come into the light, to walk in truth, to be saved for eternal life. It's to hear the words of Jesus and to take them in. St. Francis sent out his brothers to preach, and he said this to them. He said, go, my brothers, two by two, into various parts of the world, announcing to men peace and repentance unto the forgiveness of sins, and be patient in tribulation, confident that the Lord will fulfill his purpose and promise. This is the proclamation and the preaching of the church in every generation, to give human beings a chance to have their sins forgiven so they can enter into eternal life with God forever. God bless you, friends. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Peter Burak's new booklet, The Game Changer, in which he talks to us very clearly about the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives, especially to empower us to engage the mission of the church. That's a calling that's there for all the baptized. If you'd like this free booklet, you could call us at 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to our past episodes or subscribe to our podcast. God bless you.